Well, I want to start things off this morning by playing a quick video for you that I basically ripped off from Mark Batterson's church. Okay, you've heard me talk about Mark Batterson. I played one of his videos once. I changed the end of it, just the very end, to make it work for us because I thought, man, I saw this video when I was watching one of his podcasts. I thought, that would totally go when I'm going to be talking about this. And so, anyways, I want you to check out this video and then we'll dive into his word.
Exterior coffee house, night.
When you were a kid, didn't you think we were meant to live this grand adventure?
Interior coffee house, continuous. Nick and Pedro sit across from each other at a table.
Who would have thought that we'd end up here? And in suits.
Pedro leans in.
Yeah, I feel like I'm living the most boring story ever written. Is this how life was really supposed to play out?
Honestly, I get through it just knowing...
Nick pauses, searching for the words to say.
Line.
Cut.
The line is, I get through it knowing that I'm awesome. I've always been awesome, and each day more awesome than the last. Crushing it, always crushing it, continuing to be awesome, and again, further crushing it.
I get through it knowing that. Honestly, I just don't think that's my character. Can I try something else?
Let me think. Yes, I love it. Let's do it.
It's great, but we're gonna have to change the ending. It's gonna be a major rewrite.
We're doing it.
Places, everyone. Camera back to one.
Camera.
Speeding.
Sound.
Speeding.
Marker.
Nick's life. Scene 27. Take two.
Action.
Yeah, I do feel that way sometimes. And then I think about this verse that's always stuck in my head.
The power of God's word. I love this little video because it reminds us of that. The power of God's word, the scriptures that we learn, that we know, that if we remember them in those moments, in those times, the power behind his word. God's word, I believe, it helps us rewrite our script, right? Many of us are trying to live out our own scripts. We're trying to live out our own lives, but the Bible helps us live out God's script for our life. It helps us, in a sense, flip the script, right? When we get into God's Word, when we read it, we have to understand that we aren't who the world tells us we are. We are who God has called us to be. And we discover this through the power of God's Word. This morning, we're kicking off our new series. It's a six-week series titled, What We Still Value. What We Still Value. When Stacy and I started on this journey of planting a church here in Dallas some 7 years ago, we started this journey. We were asked to be a part of our district, their first church planting cohort. It was the first church planting cohort that they had, and so they asked us to be a part of that, and there were many different things that we did as being a part of this cohort of gathering and these meetings, but as a part of that cohort, we were asked to develop a mission statement and then to come up with the core values for your church. Now, the mission statement, for some reason, was pretty easy for me. It came easily. As I heard the Lord clearly say that we're called to love Him, to love others, and see His kingdom extended. The Lord just gave that to me. And at first I struggled with it, I'll be honest, because I'm like, come on, love God, love people, man. That's just like, everybody reads that out of the Bible, right? You know, God's like, yeah, that's because it's what you're called to do. And that's what I want you to do. And so that came easy for us. And I knew right away that that was our mission statement. But the core values, they were much more of a challenge for Stacy and I. When we first started jotting, okay, what do we value, right? We just started, we value this. And as we kept writing down our values, we had like a list of 20-some values. And as I was talking to a pastor about that, it was at this time that we had a conversation, and this pastor said something to me that I had never really kind of thought about before. But he said this, he said, if you value everything, then you really value nothing. Right? If you value everything, this is all valuable, well, then you really value nothing because everything is in the same line. And so out of that, this statement and this thought caused Stacy and I to really think, okay, what do we value? What are those things that we want to rise above that line of everything else? And so there were a lot of things that were important and that we want our church to be about. But what are those core values that would define who we are as a church? And after many hours of praying, of slashing and cutting and rewriting the script, after times of doing that, we came down to six core values that we felt God had called or that God had given to us for this church specifically. And these core values are here on the screen. We value God's word. We value worship. We value obedience. We value people. We value authenticity. And we value simplicity. And as we are closing in on the end of 6 years, we're getting close to 6-year anniversary, 6 years as a church, these values haven't changed. They are still very much the core values of our church. And when we make decisions, when we cast vision as a church, we need to be asking the question, how do these things align with our core values? Now, the thing is, many of you have seen these values pop up on the screen. We got a rotator that goes before service. Maybe you've seen them there. Maybe you've seen them on the website. So you've seen these core values. But the thing is, these words can mean different things to different people, right? What are we saying when we say we value worship? Because if I say I value worship, this person might think something completely different when they say they value worship. What are we saying when we value simplicity? I bring that one up because that's when people are like, what does that even mean, right? Simplicity, what are you talking about there? And we'll get into that in week 6. But that's what this series will help each of us to understand. And I think it's important if we call Dallas Foursquare Church our home, our church, then we should know and we should understand who we are and who God has called us to be, which is why I decided several years ago that every couple of years we were going to revisit these topics. Because the truth is, it's easy for us to forget our values. It's easy for us to forget who God has called us to be. It's easy to get into routine, and wonder, wait, why did we do this in the first place? What is this all about? And as we grow and as new people come and go, it's important that we all understand and know who God has called us to be and what it is that we value as a church. Because the reality is, if we look at these values and we say, I don't know that these are values or things that are important to me, then we may have to ask ourselves, is this where God has called us to be? Yes, I love new people coming to our church. And I want new people to come to our church and be a part of our church. And I hope that everyone that walks in these doors feels welcomed and experiences the love of the Lord. But I also know this. I don't want people to stay here at Dallas Foursquare Church if this is not where God has called them, if this is not where you're supposed to be. Because like you've heard me say time and time again, we have to go where God is calling us. It's one of our core values up there, obedience, right? We'll get to that in week 3, right? Yeah. And so we have to be where God has called us to be. And a good way to know if this is where we should be is if our values line up with the values of this church. So over the next 6 weeks, we're going to be walking through each of these values. My desire is to give all of us a better idea of what is meant by these things and who God has called us to be as a church. And so this morning, we're going to start with God's Word, His script for our life. And I guess the first question we have to start with is, what is God's Word? What is this Bible that so many churches open up each week? What is it about? Why do we value it? Well, let me start by saying this. Let me tell you what the Bible is not. The Bible is not a rule book, okay? Because a lot of people, that's the thing, oh, it's just a bunch of rules. It's a book full of rules of things that make our life miserable, tell us all the things we can't do, right? It's not a rule book. Here's the thing. It's a storybook. It tells us the story of God. It tells us who He is and who He desires us to be. All throughout God's Word, He is revealing Himself to us if we just open up the Scriptures and allow Him to do it. Hebrews 4:12, it tells us that it's living and active. It's living and active. It's not just another book out there in our world. It's the book. It's the book. And it's what our lives as Christians is based off of. We need to understand this, that even though it was written by 40 authors on 3 continents in 3 different languages over 15 centuries, okay, even though all that, it was inspired by God. That's what we believe, and that's why we value this book, this Bible, so deeply. Now, it consists of 66 books from Genesis to Revelation, right? It consists of 773,692 original words, okay? And according to Rabbinic Judaism, every word of Scripture, okay, that means all 773,692 words, every word of Scripture has 70 phases. I don't know what that means, but I just wrote it down because it was there. But the second part I will. And 6,000 meanings. In other words, we serve a big God, right? A big, mighty, amazing God. And according to these early Jewish beliefs, we could spend every hour of every day for the rest of our lives reading the Bible and still not know and understand all there is to know about the God that we serve. That's how big and amazing His Word is. That's why we don't just read it and put it on a shelf. Oh yeah, that was a good Bible. Here, let me just put it on the shelf, right? With all my other great books, okay? That's why we don't read it and just put it on a shelf. It's living and active. And as we continue to read it, it continues to speak to us every time we pick it up. You ever been in one of those scriptures like, you're like, wow, I've read this scripture a million times, but I've never seen that before. It's because God is revealing those things to us. It's living and active. It speaks to us every time we pick it up. We as Christians, we believe it to be our guide. It's our roadmap. It's our script for life. It gives us direction and hope in an otherwise fallen and hopeless world. As we read this script, we see that in the end, we really do live happily ever after. right? You know, we see that and we're like, come on, that's just fairy tale. There's no such thing as happily ever after. In this book, it's true. When we get to the end, we see that we live happily ever after. And God wants to continue to write His story through us. In Psalm 139:16, the last part, it says, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. God has an ordained script for our lives. And we have to choose whether or not we're going to live out that script. Whether or not we're going to pick up the script and read it, right? What actor gets a script and goes, okay, that's good, and doesn't read it, right? If we're going to act out the part, if we're going to live out that part, we got to open it and we have to read it. And the only way we can truly do that is if we value it, if we value His Word. You see, we give time, we give energy, we give our lives to those things that we value. And if we value the Bible, it means that we'll take time to pick it up, to read it, to let God speak to it, to us through it. If you have your Bibles this morning, you can open them up to Psalm 119, okay? As I was seeking to talk about God's Word, He led me back to this chapter of Scripture. If you're not familiar with Psalm 119, okay, I'll give you some more information about the Bible, okay? It's the longest chapter in the Bible. It has 176 verses. Okay? You know, I was talking big earlier when I said how I memorized a whole chapter when I was, you know, in first and second grade, you know, like five verses, okay? This is 176 verses. I know people that have actually memorized all of Psalm 119. I can't say that I'm one of them. But we're going to be reading Psalm 119. We're not going to read through all of it, okay? We wouldn't get to our common meal today if we read through all of Psalm 119. But we're going to be looking at just several scriptures from Psalm 119 that talk about God's Word. And so as I read through these scriptures, there were six things that stood out to me of why we should value God's Word, and that's what I want to share with you this morning. And it starts off at the very beginning, Psalm 119, 1 through 2. It says, blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep His statutes and seek Him with all their heart. The first reason we should value God's Word is because it brings blessing. Blessed are those. It brings blessing. When we know God's Word and abide by God's Word, it brings blessing to our lives. Many of you have heard me talk about Pastor Ron Mell. He was a well-known Foursquare pastor who pastored at Beaverton Foursquare Church before he went to be with the Lord, an amazing man. And I had the privilege of hearing Pastor Ron speak couple different times in my early days as a youth pastor. And I know I've shared this with you before, but I love the story of what his mom said to him when he was heading off to Bible college. When he was heading off to Bible college, his mom said to him, if you want to experience God's blessings in your life, be blessable. Be blessable. In other words, live in a way that God would want to bless you, right? Live in a way that God would want to bless you. We know as parents, right? When our kids are doing bad things, we don't want to bless them, right? But when our kids are doing the right things, when they're doing things that honor us, we want to bless them, right? Be blessable. Live in a way that God would want to bless you. Joshua 1:8. Tells us, it says, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. You see, when we do the things that God's called us to do, when we live the life He's called us to live, He wants to bless us and He pours blessing out upon us. when we value God's Word, when we live out this script that He's given us, it brings blessing. The next verse that stood out to me were verses 9 through 11. Psalm 119, 9 through 11 says this: "How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." The second reason we should value God's word is because it helps us walk in purity. I've heard it said that God's word will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from God's word. Right? God's word exposes sin and shows us how to walk in righteousness, how to live in righteousness. Without His word, we're lost when it comes to Christianity. Without His word, we fail to see sin for what it is. Without His word, we're gonna fail. We're gonna sin. But with His word, we understand our need for righteousness. We understand what He did for us. We understand the life that God has called us to live. And when we value His word, we hide it in our heart. So like it says in verse 11, that we might not sin against God. His word becomes a part of who we are, and it helps us walk in purity. When we value God's word and we live according to it, it brings blessing and it helps us walk in purity. Now the next verse that stood out to me was verse 64. Psalm 119, 64 says this: "The earth is filled with your love. Lord, teach me your decrees." The third reason we should value God's word is because it reveals His love. The earth is filled with His love. The Bible is filled with His love. All throughout the Scriptures, all throughout this script, it talks of His love. And Jesus Himself demonstrates that love for us in the midst of His Word, in the midst of His Scriptures. You see, when we value God's Word, we can't help but value His love for us. And when we value His love for us, it helps us value His love for others. And as we value His love for others, we value then loving others. And as we value others, we begin to live out the mission that God has called us to live, right? It's the purpose of our existence, to love God and to love others. And when we do that in according to His word, the reality is His kingdom is extended. People are drawn to His love through us. It's the great commandments and the great commission. Again, it's our mission statement to love God and to love people, to see His kingdom extended. That's why we value God's word, because it helps us fulfill His mission for our life, to live these things out. When we value God's word and live according to it, it brings blessing. It helps us walk in purity, and it reveals His love. Now, the next verse that stood out to me were verses 89 and 90. This is what they say, Psalm 119, 89 and 90. It says, "Your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You establish the earth and it endures." The fourth reason that we should value God's word is because it reveals His faithfulness. The thing that blows me away when it comes to God's faithfulness is the fact that I fail Him again and again and again. But even though I mess up, even though I continually fall short, He still remains faithful. Mankind has turned their backs on God time and time again. But guess what? God doesn't turn His back on them. He remains faithful. And whether we ever acknowledge Him or not, He's faithful. He continues to love us, and He continues to seek us out. When others give up on us, God doesn't. He remains faithful. And His Scriptures reveal His faithfulness as we look through His Scriptures. From the very beginning, when Adam and Eve fell, when they sinned and sin entered the world, He began the process of redemption. And He is continually redeeming mankind. His Word shows us His faithfulness. And here's another thing. Just the fact that His Word is still here. It stood the test of time, right? Just the fact that His Word is still here demonstrates His faithfulness. Many have tried to destroy it. Many have tried to discredit it. But it lives on as a testimony of His faithfulness to us. When we value God's Word and live according to it, it brings blessing. It helps us walk in purity. It reveals His love and it reveals His faithfulness. And the next thing that stood out to me was in verse 105. Psalm 119, 105 says, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path," right? The fifth reason we should value God's Word is because it gives wisdom and direction. It guides us. It's our lamp, it's our light that helps us. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says this, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." According to Paul here in 2 Timothy, there are three ways that the Bible gives wisdom and direction. Teaching, rebuking, and then the third one, correcting and training in righteousness, which means it tells us what to do. That's the teaching, right? It tells us what to do. It teaches us what to do. It tells us what not to do. That's the rebuking. Don't do these things, right? It tells us what not to do. And the third thing, it tells us what to do when we didn't do what we should have done in the first place. That's correcting and training in righteousness. And you've probably heard me say that before. Again, that comes from Ron Mell, okay? But it tells us what to do, what not to do, and what to do when we didn't do what we should have done in the first place. And this is important. It's important for us to understand this, because the fact is there are voices out there in this world telling us how we should live our lives. All around us are these voices, do this, do that, right? Telling us what's right, telling us what's wrong. But the Bible should be where we go for the answers. God is where we go for the answers. It's our guide when it comes to wisdom and direction. It's the lamp unto our feet, the light unto our path. It's the perfect script. This here, it's the perfect script. The Bible doesn't need a rewrite, okay? It's written perfectly. The reality is many of us have been following a different script. Many of us have been following the script of the world. We've been following our own script. And the reality is our life is in need of a rewrite. We need a rewrite, okay? And God's Word is where we go for that rewrite, to guide us and to direct us, to give us that wisdom and direction. When we value God's Word and we live according to it, it brings blessing. It helps us walk in purity. It reveals His love. It reveals His faithfulness. It gives wisdom and direction. And then the final scripture that stuck out to me here in Psalm 119 was verse 165. This is what it says. It says, "Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble." And the sixth reason that we should value God's word is because it gives us peace. It brings peace. When we truly realize the value of God's word in our lives, it enables us to experience His peace in the midst of whatever we're facing. Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus." When we read this script that God has given us, it gives us peace as we begin to understand who He is. It gives us peace knowing that even though we live in a fallen, broken world, God is still in control. He is still on the throne. It gives us peace knowing that even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, He is with us. And His Word tells us that He will never leave us or forsake us. People in this world will fail us, but God will never fail us. He will never leave us or forsake us. It gives us peace when we read the end of the script, right? We talked about this and find out that God and all His people, that they win in the end. Yeah, we may face ups and downs and challenges along the way, but when all is said and done, we're victorious. We live happily ever after. Amen? When we value God's Word and live according to it, it brings blessing. It helps us walk in purity. It reveals His love. It reveals His faithfulness. It gives us wisdom and direction, and it gives us peace. God's Word is a powerful thing. The title of this message, The Power of God's Word. It's a powerful thing, and the truth is we can't just know it. We can't just know the script. We can't just know the words here. We have to live it. We have to walk it out. James 1:22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." Live it out. We have to let God's script become our story, become our life. We have to live out His words in our life. Because the reality is for some people, we are the only Bible that they will ever read. It's true. For some people, we will be the only Bible that they ever read. And if that's the case, then we need to ask ourselves, how's our translation, right? What translation are they seeing? Is it Darren's revised edition? Or is it God's true and faithful translation? If we truly value God's Word, then we need to be living out His script for our lives. Not the world's script. Not even our script. But God's script. And we'll get through it knowing that He is awesome, He's always been awesome, and each day more awesome than the last. Crushing it, always crushing it, continuing to be awesome, and again, crushing it. Here's the thing, we saw that video at the beginning, that's not our line. That's His line. That's who He is, and as we learn to value His Word, He will help us rewrite our script so that we can become who He's called us to be. Amen? Amen. You pray with me. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, Lord. Your Word is a powerful thing. that we so often take for granted, Lord. That so often we, like other books, we put on the shelf and we fail to pull it off and open it and allow it to speak to us. Allow it to be that living breath of life, Lord, that you created it to be for each of us, Lord. We put it on the shelf and we forget the script. We forget our lines, Lord. We forget the life that we are called to live. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to turn that around, to be people who truly value your word, Lord. And that we don't keep it on the shelf, but that we're pulling it off, that we're looking through it, that we're reading and allowing it to become a part of who we are, that we're living out your script for our lives, Lord Jesus. Being the men and women of God that you have called us to be, not who the world tells us we should be, not even who we thought maybe we should be, but that we're living out the truth of who you created and designed us to be. And so, Lord, we thank you for your word, and we just pray that you help us to be faithful, to dive into your word. Let your word penetrate our hearts, Lord. Let it be living and active and help us to grow in you and who you are. We thank you so much, Lord, for who you are. We thank you so much for what the Bible reveals to us about you, Lord. You're not this mean God who points down and shows these rules for us to follow or you're going to fry us. You're this God who set up boundaries because you know what these things will do to us. And you want us to walk in your love, Lord. Your law was given, Lord, as a love letter, reminding us, Lord, of how much you love us and you want to keep us from the harm and the pain that the sin of this world will bring. You want us to experience you to the fullest. And so, Lord, may we accept your words and understand that your words breathe life, Lord Jesus. That they encourage us, that they help us to be who you've called us to be so that we can experience the goodness of who you are, Lord. We thank you for this word. We thank you for the core values that you've given us as a church, Lord. And we want to be faithful, Lord, to take those values and to begin to live them out each and every day, Lord, in our lives and as a church. And so, Lord, we just thank you for this word. May you allow it to meet each of us where we're at, Lord. As many of us, we're on different roads of this journey, different parts of this journey, Lord. And I love the fact that you are a God that meets us where we're at. And I pray that today, Lord, that you would just come and meet us where we're at, Lord. That we may continue to grow in you. That we may continue to walk in you and live the lives that you've called us to live, Lord. We thank you for these things. We thank you for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.